The theme of these readings today is intercession, right? The first one, we have the story of Queen Esther and her prayer. And then you know what happened. And the Jewish people were saved by this through Queen Esther, who is a type of Our Lady. And then in the gospel, our Lord just tells us, ask, and it will be given to you. Oh, I did that, and nothing happened. Well, you don't know anything didn't happen. But he loves us too much. I've given this illustration before, but you know, if you have an ice cream cone and you hold it out to a child, the child just looks at the cone, takes it, and goes, doesn't pay any attention to you. But if you hold the cone for a while, they actually look up at you. And that's why God doesn't give us everything right away. So we'll look at him, not just what we need. But here it is, ask, and it will be given to you. This is the Son of God talking. You know, seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. And then he repeats, for everyone who asks, receive, and the one who seeks, finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Do you see how this is all like intercessory and petitionary prayer, right? So after having gone through all of that, our Lord says it all over again. For everyone who asks, receives, and the one who seeks, finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. It doesn't say how much we have to seek or how long we have to knock. But you see, it's like, if we got it right away, we say, thanks, God, and take off, you know. But because we have to seek and work and pray, that we get to know God. And that's more precious than anything else he could give us. And so that's that part. And then, well, yeah, but, you know, I don't know about God. I mean, so he tells us a story. Which of one of you would hand his son a stone if he asked for a loaf of bread, or a snake if he asked for a fish? If you will do that for your children, don't you think my Father will take care of you? Don't you understand that? And so it's a very challenging gospel. Ask. Sometimes we ask, and finally what we got is not what we asked for. But we see the wisdom of why we didn't get what we asked for. And so then, what's the clue? How do we make sure our prayers are going to be answered? The last two lines. Do to others what you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Even Immanuel Kant figured that out, or he got it from here. The basic principle of morality is to treat others as you want to be treated. That was Kant's whole basic moral philosophy. So, ask. And make sure that you've forgiven everybody.